Before we get to this, let me very quickly mention the Rangers have signed Alex Cora, a utility infielder who is in his 13th year. He was let go by the Mets a few weeks ago. He has played mostly with the Dodgers, but he's had a swim through Cle and with the Red Sox. He is signed to a minor league contract, but will probably be added to the team very, very soon. He also once had an 18-pitch at-bat in the game.
Mm-hmm. That you witnessed?
I saw it on TV. It was something. Because those long at-bats turn into, like, it's like watching home run derby.
Who's going to go on the DL? Who are they going to send down?
Probably Spider Arias. All right, okay. I just wanted to mention that. Good God.
Son of a bitch.
All right, let's do this. I just wanted to... God.
It's okay. It's okay, bud.
Yeah, but a mention with you guys turns into a 45-minute J.O. session.
Who was J.O.ing?
Oh, Corby's asking questions. Who are they going to sit down?
And okay, we're having a little conversation. We're having a little baseball conversation.
That's not a mention. That's
not
a conversation.
What we're supposed to do, huh?
No. Asked you not to do it at all. We have
Corby
a bunch
said
of
it was
audio.
Okay.
F Corby.
Corby said it was okay.
F Corby in every place imaginable. Can we do this?
Sunday night was the airing of the David Hasselhoff celebrity roast. I send Danny a text and say, are you on this? Because we obviously out here, we couldn't get on it. And he said, I'm on it. And then he calls me the next morning and says simply, oh, my God.
What channel was this on?
Comedy Central.
Comedy.
Okay.
And go, you can take it from here.
Okay. Essentially, you had a panel that included host Seth MacFarlane from South Park, stand-up comedians. I meant Family Guy, sorry. Stand-up comedians Lisa Lampanelli and Whitney Cummings. You had roast veteran Jeffrey Ross. You had the host of Last Comic Standing, Greg Giraldo. Mm-hmm. You also had George Hamilton, Hulk Hogan, who's the guy that
talks like this?
Gilbert Gottfried.
And Jerry Springer.
Weird.
And Pamela Anderson. Yes. Very, very strange panel. And Pamela, not looking good these days.
Dude.
And sure she looked awesome.
Borderline.
Surgery is taking its toll.
Hey, it's not just that. She's fat.
Really?
Yes.
All right. A little older now. That kind of thing happens a little bit. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mix in a salad and a treadmill, and you should be okay. All right, so let's start with Seth MacFarlane, and this is part of his opening monologue. And essentially what this is all of these people not just roasting Hasselhoff, but kicking the living stuffing out of each other's nuts.
How do you make jokes about a joke? How do you embarrass a man who so thoroughly embarrasses himself? How do you put someone down when they're already lying shirtless on the floor? Well, that's what we're going to do tonight with the help of these D-list celebrities. We're joined tonight by the likes of George Hamilton, Hulk Hogan, Jerry Springer. This looks like the waiting room for a liver transplant. Now look at this. It's amazing. Pamela Anderson and Lisa Lampanelli in the same room. The most and least downloaded women on the internet together. Something, isn't it? And of course, we have tonight's guest of honor himself. Now, there's no denying this man's impact on our society. Now, from Knight Rider to Baywatch to America's Got Talent to his world-famous singing, David's career has, unfortunately, been an unstoppable force that has circumnavigated the planet. And with so many different talents, it's no wonder that David has blazed a trail. A trail that weaves off the PCH and into a pole.
So you have that. Now Lisa,
that's very solid. Now, Seth MacFarlane, I've never seen him in a role like this. I mean, to me, he's
handled
the creator
it great.
Of Family Guy and Cleveland Show and American Dad, but he sounds really solid at this.
Very confident. Handled it great, like a pro. Now, Lisa Lampanelli, I don't know who... I didn't know much about this chick before this roast, but she's a stand-up comedian, and basically a lot of her act has to do with the fact that white guys don't like her because she's ugly and fat. but black guys do. So that's kind of her thing, is she likes black men. Okay. And let's hear some of her fine work.
David Hasselhoff is a legend! A giant in television and music. David, your singing is huge in Germany. If they had played your music in Auschwitz, the Jews would have sprinted for those ovens.
Oh, my God.
Man, David, were you ever a drunk? I don't want to say David drank a lot, but his liver was so black and bloated, it could have starred in Precious. David Hasselhoff's liver is so black, it's... two of the Kardashian sisters. Oh, it's good to see my old pal Pam Anderson here tonight. I love you, Pam. What's the story with you? They're big, they're small, they're big. You've had more surgeries than Roger Ebert.
God.
It's a roast.
Wow.
She goes, it's a roast, a-holes.
God, man, they're so full throttle at these things.
They pull no punches, and nothing is off limits. All right,
I hear that's about what you get with her stand-up act, too.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I hear she's funny.
So Jeffrey Ross comes out, and...
he's my hero at these things. He's the best.
He comes out in a leather... nothing more than a Speedo and a leather jacket, and is dancing around, and he's gotten so fat, and he looks ridiculous, and here's some of his stuff.
We must pay gratitude to tonight's great roast master, Seth. Great job tonight, man. Great job, seriously. A man of 1,000 voices, all of them Stewie. Oh, Seth, by the way, South Park called. They want their everything back. Folks, as you know, I only roast the ones I love, and David Hasselhoff. Finally, a Jew gets to roast a German. Heil Hasselhoff! The only difference between Hasselhoff and Hitler, at least Hitler knew when his career was over. Why do the Germans love you so much, huh? Maybe it's because you fill the entertainment void left by Anne Frank.
Oh, I know. It gets worse.
Too soon? I must admit, I really did love you in that cheeseburger commercial you made. Seriously, Hop, how's that chain of all-you-can-eat off-the-floor restaurants coming along? You know, it's kind of ironic you made millions playing a lifeguard because every night you drown in your own sorrows.
So mean.
It's unbelievable the stuff that would Shecky Green approve of this type of comedy?
This is shock comedy. And maybe the most
Shecky Green would not.
Maybe the most shocking of all.
Neither would Jackie Mason.
Would be our next roaster, Whitney Cummings. I've never heard of her until this thing. Stand up comedian, that's pretty much all you need to know, but have fun with this.
George Hamilton is here. Okay, whatever. George, you're so tan, I think you're Mexican. The only difference is that Mexicans work. Lisa Lampanelli is here. So funny. Lisa, they say women's bodies are like a wonderland. Yours is more like a football field because it's 100 yards and a lot of black dudes have sprained their ankle on it. You look like Susan Boyle Snooki. Lisa, your vagina's like a bad movie. It opened wide and all of the Wayans brothers have been in it. Pam, your vagina's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. 10 years ago, everyone wanted to see it. But now when people see it, they come out and they're like, what the f*** was that? An alien? Was it dead? And what was Mark Wahlberg doing in there? with Bret Michaels, Tommy Lee, and Kid Rock. Why don't you just save yourself some time and drink a vat of Magic Johnson's blood?
Line of the decade. Wow. Oh, just wait.
Oh, and by the way, Hulk, all the jokes I just said about Pam also apply to your daughter.
He looked like he was about to come off the seat, and it was like, it was such a fail smile, and looking over at Pam, like, I can't believe she just said that. Everything that I've said to you, Pam, Hulk, that goes for your daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. She's a pistol, huh?
Yeah.
All right, this one's a little bit longer, 2.5 minutes or so. This is Greg Giraldo, the host of Last Comic Standing. According to Seth MacFarlane, which has produced nobody. So here's his shocking comedy.
Pam Anderson is here, everybody. I hope this isn't too direct, Pam, but God, I've f***ed you a lot. You've caused me to spill more seed than Muhammad Ali at a bird feeder.
Jeez.
You have a... You're like Tang. You're dry and orange, and no one has given a f- about you since 1968.
This guy's great.
You're like a walking tumor. Not exactly. It's a big deal when you spot a tumor. Of course, it wouldn't be a roast without Pizza Lampanelli here, everybody. Lisa Lampanelli. Good to see you, Lisa. I've never seen a circus bear in a pantsuit before. And you know what? Lisa seems very confident, but she's actually not. She's very sweet. She was telling me backstage that she had knots in all four of her stomachs. And speaking of fat, Hulk Hogan's here, everybody. How about that? Hulk, people say you're balding. Balding. You're balding in the same way that Jeff Ross is fatting. Hulk, I can't imagine why your wife left you. You're an old man who dresses like a Hooters waitress. Keep your shirt on. You're 80. You had a reality show called Hogan Knows Best. It should have been called Hogan Grows Breasts. Jerry Springer, good to see he slithered in here today. Springer, you cultural sodomite. You have fist-f***ed our civilization like Gilbert's uncle on Valentine's Day. You're an aide to Bobby Kennedy, which probably explains your connection to Hasselhoff. I guess you like to hang around guys whose careers end on a hotel floor. That's a good joke, everybody. It's what we call roasting. Anyway, I'm sorry if the meanness is piled up, but that's what we do here. And now, on to the man of the happy hour. Hasselhoff, have you ever not been drunk? You used to have a car that started when you talked to it. Now you have a car that won't start when you blow into it. You're such a drunk. When alcohol does its taxes, it lists you as a dependent. A lot, right? Your liver is so shriveled, black, and dead, if you put your ear to your side, you can hear it go, what you talking about, Willis?
God. Wow.
And this was an hour and a half. I mean, I could have pulled...
An hour and a half of this.
Yes. Non-stop.
Just one after the other. One joke after another.
Yes.
It's a comic's perfect storm, though, to get all those people up there at the same time, including who you're roasting, David Hasselhoff. I mean, it's all low-hanging fruit. Springer, George Hamilton, Pam Anderson, and mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's low-hanging fruit, all right.
God.
The joke of the entire night was the Magic Johnson blood one, though.
No doubt about it.
Why don't you just save yourself some time? Drink a vat. A vat. There you
good
have
stuff,
it.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Right. Good job, Danny. Those are funny jokes.
Yes, I like jokes.
Yeah, all written by you, right?
And groups.
Fair enough.